on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Monday Victorian Form Preview, and as we do each and every Monday, it's great to have a chat to Warren Huntley. We are racing on the synthetic today at Pakenham. Woz, how was your weekend?
It was a great weekend, Michael. Good to be with you this morning.
Good day's racing, as we've just discussed on the verdict yesterday. Quite a few highlights and good performances. Who was your number one?
Look, I think Innovation winning the way he won, you'd look at it, what he's done so far today. Look at Lombardo's now a Group 1 winner with a Goodwood. You'd think Innovation is certainly on a path towards some better races down the track. And from a personal point of view, I was just glad to see Cardinal Gem finally win a race.
Yes, I think a lot of punters were in the same boat there. This Monday meeting at Pakenham's got a little bit of interest as well. A few very well-backed runners. And this debutante from the Peter Moody Stable in race number one's created a lot of interest as well. How do you see the meeting overall?
Well, it's really interesting, as you said, and I think Peter Moody's got a number of very interesting runners and some strong stables represented. And just covered a meeting at Pakenham. I've only worked on one on racing.com this season. It just seemed difficult to be the absolute leader back near the inside and hold on, but those tracks can vary different days. You perhaps want to see a race or two and see how it's playing, but it just looked difficult to be leading. Horses just being able to get that little bit of cover seemed to be advantage. So interested to see how the track plays.
Yeah, I know Philip Soakes has got a lot of favourites today. Have you found that Pakenham, a little bit like Ballarat, those who are trained on track and get good use of that synthetic surface are playing to advantage?
Look, I don't think it's a disadvantage, but stables like Peter Moody, Philip Stokes, they've actually got sometimes the most talented horses in the race too. So that's an advantage for them, not just the fact that they're trained there.
Well, Clayton Douglas could have a good day as well. He's got two last start winners heading to Pakenham today. Morning, Clayton. You well?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to seeing Champions League back at Pakenham. Couldn't have done much more on his first start for you at Pakenham, winning impressively back in the start of June. Ex-John O'Shea galloper, you've probably had a bit more time to learn more about him now. Has he come through that run and trained on?
Yeah, look, really happy with him. I think he's improved a little bit off his first run for us. I've sort of got a little bit more of a handle on him. His horse has got quite good ability. Probably the idea was to keep him a little bit fresh and stay at the 1400 at this point, but from that good draw, he should lob into a lovely spot and prove very hard to beat.
Yeah, because he raced over a bit more distance in his first campaign with John O'Shea. So do you see him being better suited to a mile and further the further he gets in his campaign?
Yeah, look, we'll just sort of sum it up after today. Probably step him up to the mile for us sort of next time out. But from what I've seen of the horse, he's a horse that can go through his grades quite nicely.
In the next race, you've got March Forward, who is a $23 chance, despite winning last start on the synthetic, this time at Ballarat. So the first two runs looked to be a bit below par, especially when in commission on debut, but found form last start.
Yeah, look, she found a little bit of form last start, albeit it was a pretty ordinary race. Look, she sort of stays at the 1,000. She's only a little filly, but she's got nice gate speed, and she'll put herself right there. She's very honest. She's got 62 on her back, but the spread of weights in that race isn't massive. I think the bottom weight's got 60.5, so she's not far from the bottom. But, look, I'd like to see her up in grade at this point just to see whether she can take that next step.
All right. Sounds like we might be back in Champions League. Is that the one today?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think he's going to prove very hard to beat today.
Good on you, Clayton. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Clayton Douglas joining us there. So Champions League goes around in race number 7, and it is the $3.70 favourite. All right, let's get stuck into the preview. The first race is an intriguing race. There's a number of scratchings, despite being on synthetic for a few races today. And race 1, we can take out 1, 5, 8, 11, 12, 14, 16, and 17. He's Heaven is into $2.30 now. Sheesh, it was $2.60 10 seconds ago when I was about to back it. It's now into $2.30. Mishmar is at $3.90 and Kyoto is at $4.20. There's a few spruiks in this race, but the money's certainly coming now for Peter Moody.
Yeah, and geez, look good at the jump out. So, look, race day pressure, everything's different, but as we know, Peter Moody quite often gives them a really good solid hit out in their jump outs and wearing the nose roll on debut and had it on for a fair bit of the work and given a real taste of what race day pressure is like, coming in the barrier 10 after scratchings. I think the first starters are certainly right to the fore in this race, Michael. I'm with 9, he's heaven. He just looks very well educated, looks like he's got some tactical speed, but like the way he's been asked for an effort and responded, some of the work that I've seen. Mashima's been also strong through the line in some of the work that I've seen. Comes in also with the scratching. Strong rider in Craig Newitt aboard a positive for Sutton and Young. Kaido ran well on debut. He'd been trialling well going into that debut performance, so no surprise to see him run well on debut. He'll be somewhere near the speed. And six, Angel of Boom, was really strong to the line last start. I think certainly one of the runners that's going to have really good strength at the end of 1,200 metres. 9, 10, 4, 6.
9, 10, 4 and 6. What price would you want to take the favourite?
Look, I'm a little bit happy to look at him. He's my top selection, most likely winner. I think anything under about 250 is probably getting a bit tight, Michael. I just, there are some unknowns, but he does look talented. But, yeah, $2, less than 250 is getting very tight for a first starter.
All right, race number two. Let's have a look at the market here again. We can take out a few scratchings. 9, 10, 11, 16, 17 and 18. The Kasani has been well back. Jay Mott on board for Robbie Griffiths and Matty de Kock. It's at $3.10. AC Supreme is a first starter. A Tornado filly from the Moody stable at $4. King Aviator, $4.80. And then we're out to Shoot the Lights Out at $5.50. What can you tell us about the first starter from Moody's Yard, first of all?
Gee, another one that looks really well educated. Michael, I like what I've seen from her. I think she's one of the key contenders in the race. And I wasn't with a lot of conviction that I put number 7, the Cassini, on top. But he's raced well here. He's been performing well at his runs to date. And I think what he is looking for is a little rise in distance up to the 1,400 metres looks suitable for me. I like the way that he found the line two starts ago at 1,200 metres, and they were just a bit sharp for him in the Amaniki race. But gee, the form line through where Amaniki was coming from and through those races has been really strong in the last couple of weeks. It actually is the inundation form line going back a while. So on with 7 ahead of 8. 4, King Aviator. I thought he was okay to the line last start. He's had the run at 1,400 metres now. I think that's a positive. And Shoot the Lights Out, it's another one a bit like King Aviator. Fit, consistent, come back well with two good runs this preparation. And maybe the blinkers going on can be a significant gear change there. But I do think numbers 7 and 8 were the key winning hopes. 7, 8, 4, 5.
7, 8, 4 and 5 in race number 2. Race number 3, scratchings here. 8, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Regal Amazon from the Stokes stable. Another ride for Jamie Mott is the 3.10 favourite. Palace House, $5. Big Option, $6.50, Cubic, $7.50. Then we're down to $8.50 for Garbienia. So Regal Amazon's the favourite here. Who do you like in the third?
Yeah, I'm with him, Regal Amazon. Michael, I thought
the two
runs to date have been solid. Maybe just on debut, the 1,200 metres was a bit short, but there's a big gap to third and fourth in that race won by Native Girl last start. That wasn't the strongest race going in, but gee, I think this is a lovely race for number 7. Regal Asmon, and keen on him. Interesting runner, and he's got a few during the day. Peter Moody is number 5, Palace House. First run for him, basically stripped back all of the gear and just gone with the traditional nose roll, and looked solid without really being tested back near the inside in a recent jump out. 3 big options, quite a leggy galloper. I think he's still got a bit of filling out to do, but he's going to be good over even more ground in time for the Mitch Friedman stable, but I like what he's done in his races to date, and he looks to have trialled up nicely to get back to the races. And 13 Cubic was solid enough first run for the Urell stable. That's certainly improvement on what we'd seen in the runs previously. I think it's a great race for number 7, Regal Asmon. 7, 5, 3, 13.
7, 5, 3. Sorry, 7, 5, 3 and 13. Is that the numbers?
That's it, Michael.
Yep. All right. That is race number 3. Race number 4. The scratchings here are 2, 9, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Tetsuro. Geez, testing the patience is favourite again here at $2.60. Cruzinia is at $3.70. Two's Ret at $5. Hesitate at $6.50. And Telu at $7.50. Does the favourite break through today, Warren?
Look, he's in the numbers, Michael. Look, I thought Telu's been doing everything right this preparation and runs at 1,400 metres. Even in his jump outs leading into this prep, he was shaping as a horse who's going to get 1,600 metres and perhaps further. So I thought it's an even race. I'm 3 on top. 11 Two's Ret's an interesting runner. I thought the jump out two starts ago was quite solid. I couldn't get vision of the most recent jump out, but looks to be going well in the work that I have seen, and one of the better stables in the state at getting horses fit for a 1600 metre trip on debut or early in a preparation, the Price and Kent Junior Stable. So what I've seen interests me on Two's Red. I just haven't been able to get the vision of the most recent jump out. Four Tatsuro in the mix. Look, rode the speed, gave a sight two starts ago. Took a sit, got in behind them last start. Might have been held up a touch, but I thought was effectively almost every chance. Maybe could have finished a little bit closer, but I couldn't rate him as totally unlucky there. Notice Gavin Bedgecote just tweaked the headgear, taking the winkers off and put the blinkers on. Seven, Cruziana. She's been a frustration for punters also. Freshened up with the blinkers and the tongue tie on. Maybe around about the 1600 metres is the right trip for her. She's certainly bred to be better than this grade, but she does have to produce it on race day. I found it a challenging race. 3, 11, 4, 7.
3, 11, 4, and 7 in race number four. So we're halfway through today's Sportsbet Pakenham card on the synthetic. We'll take a quick break on the other side of this. We'll come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Warren Huntley. We are looking at today's Monday meeting at Pakenham, and we're up to race number five, which is the first leg of the quaddie. Just one scratching, take out number six. It's over 1,600 metres, and the favourite here is trained by Philip Stokes. She's a sniper at $2.70. Mikanto is at $2.90. Lady Maine, $5. And then we're out to Vibrant Angel at $5.50. So we've got four horses under double figure odds in the first leg of the quaddie. Warren, do we need all four?
I'm only putting three in, Michael, but if you're keen on Vibrant Angel, the form card suggests that she could well be included, and didn't have the blinkers on in a recent jump out that she wears on race day. But I'm just going with my top three selections in this first leg of the quaddie, and I think she's a sniper's fit, consistent, and she's the starting point. Sheridan Clark gets back on with the claim. Was well back chasing Montenegro last start and ran well on that occasion. Montenegro's won again since the meeting last week, so that form's holding up well, particularly on this circuit. So I think she's my top selection, and although she's only won one from 13, she's really run poorly, and I think 1,600 metres is a good trip for her. Michonte's been freshened, not too sure what her right trip is, but with the claim from Addie Chadwick, who's getting some good support from a number of stables, and for a 3 kilo claiming apprentice, he's quite a strong rider and he's really honing his skills. I think she's got a terrific winning hope. Lady Maine's fit, consistent, going well for the Saba Sam stable, and number three, Vibrant Angel, next best for me. Recent jump out was okay, but the blinkers going on race day could make a significant difference to that performance. 2, 1, 8, 3.
2, 1, 8, and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie for Warren Huntley at Pakenham. The second leg, it's another Philip Stokes favourite. This is a benchmark 70 over the mile, 1600. Scratch number 11, Marzu is the favourite here, and it's at $3.40. Mayu, I should say. And then we've got Texel at $5, Running Cloud at $6.50, Helmeton at $8.50, Ocean Raiders the next best at $10. So Maui is the favourite here at $3.40. It's got good form, looking for three in a row, all on the synthetic at Pakenham. Can it continue the picket fence?
Look, I think it's got a great chance on wide in this leg of the quaddie, Michael. I could be in a case for at least five of these, and I'm hesitant to put a pin through number one, Petruccio, dropping back to this grade with that claim for Matty Chadwick. But I think now he's probably the starting point. He's going well, racing well on this circuit in particular. Copperfield, that he got the better of last start, was a good winner at Cranbourne last week. So the form through this race, or that last start victory, is holding up well. Texel's consistent bit. It's interesting from an inside draw whether Ethan Brown can just get that little bit of cover, which I think he's better getting, but he's also a horse who's got some tactical speed. So it'll be an interesting ride from an inside draw. Running Cloud in easier grade was a terrific win first up. Matty Chadwick rode him on that occasion. He's a horse who could ride the speed, be hard to run down. He was slowly away. He covered ground and he won very well. And we saw Sea Princess win the last race at Castleton yesterday, albeit in 58 grade, but franking that form. I think Running Cloud looks like he's got some upside based on the way he won last start. 10 sure thing to win, won an easier race last start, but matched to get every opportunity. Again, I'll be putting Mississippi in the quaddie as well. 2, 3, 4 and 10.
2, 3, 4, and 10 in race number 6. Then we move across to race number 7. This is a 1400 benchmark 64. In this race, we can scratch 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Champions League, Luke Nolan rides for Clayton Douglas. We just had a chat to Clayton. He was pretty bullish about the chances of Champions League, and it's $3.70. Ambidazzle, $6.50. Jude Star, $7. Preemptree is at $7.50. Varhash is the next best at $10. So one start for Clayton for one win. It looks another good chance today, and he was pretty bullish about its hopes. Are you in the Champions League corner?
It's in the quaddie, Michael. I thought the win was solid, and interested in Clayton's summation that he certainly improved with that, and keeping him fresh seems to be the right way to get the best out of him. I think there's good speed in this race. Dixie Belt, Drone Strike, Let's Get Animals, a real tough horse, wants to make it a bit of a test. Tilverston could be there somewhere. I'm just thinking that it sets it up for a horse to be able to blend into the race, middle of the track with momentum. And at double-figure odds, I thought number one, Compty, fits that bill. I'm very forgiving of that run back near the inside and copped a bit of a squeeze. But on the synthetic track at Ballarat last time, I just don't think he looked comfortable there at all. His run at Pakenham 3 starts ago here was solid. That wasn't on on the synthetic track. But he's a horse that I think handles synthetic tracks okay. He's won a couple on synthetic tracks, and I just don't think he handled that Ballarat synthetic track last start. So I'm with him each way. Part of a good book of rides for Sheridan Clark today. One each way for me. He had a 3 Preemptree, who was really solid winning last start. He looks to have a degree of upside. It was a modest race, but I liked the way he ran through the line when he won the arm wrestle with Bluestone Lane late. 6 for Hash, 7 Champions League. They're right in the mix also. Thought it was an even race, but I thought 1 Compty was over the odds. 1, 3, 6, 7.
1, 3, 6, and 7 in race number 7. And over the odds, Compty's a nice each-way play. $13, $3.70 to put some value into the third leg of the quaddie. And that brings us to the 8th and final race at Pakenham today. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,000. Scratchings here are 3, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Squizzy Mizzy, another one from the Philip Stokes stable, is the favourite here at $2.60. All Stardom, $3.50. Bocatti at $7.50, and then we're down to Sodbuster at $10, the next best in the market. Can Squizzy Mizzy round out what could be a very good day for Philip Stokes?
Well, she could, Michael. The pattern of the day will be interesting because there's 3 almost designated leaders in this race. Squizzy Mizzy, Baronessa, and Bocatti, Emergency That Gains a Start, who's an on-speed runner, and the blinkers go on. So the potential for some really good top-end speed here, and I thought the one most likely to capitalise on that was number 2, All Stardom, who can be somewhere handy but won't be part of the absolute speed, I don't think, with what looks to be really good speed on paper. So I can see it setting up well for number 2, All Stardom here. Matty Chadwick with the 3 kilos off, coming across, sitting behind what looks like a good speed. Part of that good speed will be Squizzy Mizzy. She's shown it on race day. She's shown it in a jump out leading into this performance, so I'd expect her to be right there. It'll be very interesting to see how the 3 riders on the on-speed runners work it out. They may well be able to just, you know, find a spot without burning too much energy or eyeballing each other, but I thought number 2, All Stardom, and sit off them. Ahead of 6, Squizzy Mizzy. 9, Just Abby. Won't be anywhere near part of this speed, but if there is really good speed, I could see Just Abby hitting the line really strongly. And just interested in the fact that Clint McDonald's put the blinkers on Bocatti. I'm including her because we know she's got really good speed. She's just got to be able to stretch it out to the end of the race. 2, 6, 9, 13.
2, 6, 9, and 13. So there's a few shorties. There's a few that have been very heavily backed, including, if I go back to race number 1, since we've been on air speaking, it's been $2, now out to $2.25. He's heaven bouncing around everywhere at the market in the first, this debutante. Where are we playing to make a dollar today?
I'm trying to think that if he can reproduce the last performance, race 3, number 7, Regal Asmon is the best for me. Happy to back at the price available. Values race 7, number 1, Compty. I can see making some good ground down the middle of the track late. That hasn't been a bad thing to be doing here in recent meetings. Quaddy first leg, Michael, I'm with numbers 1, 2 and 8. Wide in the second leg with numbers 2, 3, 4, 5 and 10. Third leg, numbers 1, 3, 6 and 7. Coming home with numbers 2, 6, 9 and 13. Going to play an early quaddy as the player of the day. First leg numbers 4, 9 and 10. Second leg numbers 4, 7 and 8. Just numbers 5 and 7 in the third leg. Home in the last leg of the early quaddy with numbers 3, 4 and 11.
Good on you, Woz. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley, and if you missed any of his selections for today's packet of meeting, just jump on rsn.net.au. Look under the Tipsters Armband. All of Warren's selections will be there. Time now to have a chat to Harry White, because he's done all the form for Pakenham today for racing.com. Good morning, H. Are you well?
Good morning, Michael. Very well, thank you. I trust you are as well.
Yeah, very good. It'll be even better if we can get a few Monday winners. Do you like today's Pakenham meeting?
I do like the meeting. It's pretty exciting. Debutants to kick off the cards. Look, it's certainly a meeting where we will be betting.
Well, that's good to hear. What are the most confident selections that we're going to soul into?
I remember my best race 7, number 7, Champions League. I thought that the horse having its first up run for Clayton Douglas won pretty well. Should derive benefit from that run was 30 days between runs there. Thought it looked very well placed and you're getting a backable price. I heard you and Woz talking about Peter Moody's debutant Heath Heaven in the first. I've made that horse my next best. Scratch from Caulfield comes here, been eye-catching at the jump outs and been well-backed. I think that horse can get us off to a winning start and hopefully we can bookend the card with one at a bit of a price. I thought in the last race, number 12, Dodbuster, presented at a bit of value at around $13. It's had a long layoff, but I thought that a jump out and trials have been really good, and she did win by 8 lengths last preparation with excuses either side of that. So I thought she'd definitely give you a run for your money at double figures on an each-way basis. And as far as a quaddie's concerned, I was happy to trim up the first leg with just numbers 1 and 2, Mashante and She's a Sniper. They're both tied in the market. The second leg we go a little bit wider, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third leg, 6, 7, 8 and 12. And then in the last leg, we just go 2, 6, and 12. I think it's only 120 combos, so a reasonable outlay to get the quaddie today, Michael.
I like it, H. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.